Psalm 64, a psalm of David. Hear, O God, my voice in my oration. Guard my life at a time of fear of the enemy. Hide me from the plotting of wrongdoers, from the rage of perpetrators of iniquity, who have sharpened their tongue like a sword, and who have drawn their arrow, a bitter word, to shoot at a man of integrity in secret. They shoot at him suddenly and do not fear anything. They strengthen their resolve in an evil matter. They speak about hiding snares. They say, who will see them? They look for ways to commit injustices. They say, we have completed a thorough search. And that is the inward thought of a man and his deep heart. But God will suddenly shoot an arrow at them. They will be in a plight of their own. They will be the cause of the matter collapsing. Their tongue will be against them. And everyone who sees them will flee. And every man will be in fear. And they will relate the work of God. And they will learn prudence from his action. The righteous will rejoice in the Lord and trust in him. And all who are upright in heart will glory. To the choirmaster. Psalm 65, a psalm of David, a song. To you belong quietness and praise, O God, in Zion, and a vow will be fulfilled to you. You who hear prayer, all flesh will come to you. Iniquitous words have increased against me. As for our transgressions, you will expiate them. Happy is he whom you choose and bring near. He will dwell in your courts. We will be satisfied by the goodness of your house, your holy temple. You answer us with awe-inspiring things in righteousness, O God of our salvation, who are the confidence of all the distant ends of the earth and the sea, who prepares the mountains by his power, being girded with might, who calms the raging of the seas, the raging of their waves, and the agitation of the various peoples. And the inhabitants of the most distant regions will be in fear at your signs, and you will give cause for rejoicing to the break of the morning and to the onset of the evening. You have visited the earth and made it overflow. You have greatly enriched it with a brook of God full of water. You prepare their corn, for so you have prepared it. Satiate its furrows, level its ridges, soften it with showers, bless its shoots. You have crowned the year of your goodness, and your paths distill fatness. They distill to desert pastures, and hills gird themselves with joy. The pastures are clothed with flocks, and the valleys are covered with corn. They shout for joy, they sing too. To the choirmaster. Psalm 66, a song, a psalm. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Make psalm melody of the glory of his name. Bestow glory on his praiseworthiness. Say to God, how awesome are your works. At the greatness of your strength, your enemies will feign obedience to you. All the earth will worship you and will make psalm melody to you. They will make psalm melody to your name. Selah. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome indeed to the sons of Adam. He turned the sea into dry land. They crossed the river on foot. Let us rejoice in him there. He rules by his might age-abidingly. His eyes are watching the Gentiles. Do not let the rebellious vaunt themselves. Selah. O you various peoples, bless our God, and cause the sound of his praise to be heard. He is the one who appoints our being to life, and does not consign our feet to faltering. For you have examined us, O God. You have refined us like the refining of silver. You have brought us into a net. You have placed an oppressive burden on our loins. You caused men to ride over our heads. We have gone through fire and through water, but you have brought us out into a place of abundance. I will go to your house with burnt offerings, I will fulfil my vows to you, which my lips uttered and my mouth spoke when I was in a strait. I will offer fat burnt offerings to you, rams with incense. I will offer bulls with he-goats, Selah. Come, all you who fear God and hear, and I will relate what he has done for my being. I cried out to him with my mouth, and he was extolled under my tongue. If I have an eye to iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Truly, God has heard me. He has hearkened to the sound of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not set my prayer aside, or withdrawn his kindness from me. To the choir master in singing set to stringed music. Psalm 67. A psalm, a song. May God be merciful to us and bless us. May he let his face shine on us, Selah, for knowledge of your ways on the earth, and of your salvation amongst all nations. May the various peoples praise you, O God. May the various peoples praise you, all of them. Nations will rejoice and shout for joy, for you will judge the various peoples equitably, and you will guide nations on the earth, Selah. May the various peoples praise you, O God. May the various peoples praise you, all of them. The earth yields its produce. God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. To the choir master.